There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. And you know, in class, for those of you who are new with us, there are about 200 of us here at USAprepares.com, experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're farmers and physicists and dentists and medical doctors, broadcasters, researchers, CEOs, surgeons, engineers, and students rising to become instructors. You know, none of us takes direction very well, and just about all of us couldn't hold down a job. I'm delighted to introduce your newest instructor, Eric Madsen, of TeamLaw.net, TeamLaw.net. You'll get a chance to spend some time in seminars with Eric Madsen at the Get Prepared Expo. He's a Team Law trustee. He's been involved with Team Law over 20 years. We're going to learn how to learn the law and how to apply the law. He's an expert on the law, and let me share this with you. In the 1960s, I was interested in learning about electricity. So I bought some books. I saved my money from cutting lawns, and I bought some books to learn about electricity and how it worked. And as a result of that, I bought some capacitors, resistors, and a vacuum tube. And I built a vacuum tube amplifier, and that was the technology of the day. And then going forward, I earned some money, and then the tax system was there, and I didn't want to pay as much money as everybody else. I thought there's got to be a better way. So I got the publications from the IRS, and I learned a little bit about deductions and expenses, and I learned that, you know, if you planned your expenses, you could take deductions that other people don't seem to know about or want to know about or want to learn about. And so I was able to reduce the amount of taxes I pay within the system. I mean, I'm not talking about avoiding the system. I'm talking about living within their system and paying less in taxes than others because I know the rules. As a matter of fact, I'm going to teach a little seminar about that at the Get Prepared Expo. Here's the point. The law, if you move that on to the law, we get frustrated with the law because we don't know the rules. We enter a game and we don't know the rules. And that's what we're going to talk about today with Eric Madsen. Welcome, Eric Madsen.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, Eric, this subject is so vast. Why don't you pick where we start?
Well, I don't know how many of your listeners are aware of what Team Law is or who we are, who I am, and what they can do about that. So they can go to teamlaw.net, to our website, teamlaw.net, or there's a mirror site, teamlaw.org. And on the site, you can find out about that. You can find out about Team Law and my background and whatnot. When you get there, you'll find that there's three elemental concepts. Up towards the beginning of that, you have three elemental concepts, and that is learn the law. The problem that Vincent is talking about, we walk into the courtroom, we walk into any situation where there's a legal matter that needs to be handled, whether that starts off with red and blue lights blinking behind you, or whether that starts out because you've been served with some kind of paperwork or some type of, you're involved in a contract, buying a house, renting an apartment, whatever. Throughout our lives, we have places where we have interface with law and with government, and it also extends out to what Vincent said with taxes and being involved in the voting system. So when we go into those things, there's this mystique in the background of that. Business is talking about electricity. I mean, a lot of people are afraid of working with electricity, but it's actually quite a simple process and simple thing once you learn how it works. Same thing with law. So what we have to do is different. We see people go out there, they study for years and years and years, they get all kinds of opinions, you go up on the internet and it's loaded with all these opinions of how things work and how the government works and how law works. And we find that as you start following each of these things, most of the time we find that what we're looking at is wrong. And there's a reason for that. If we go into the business end of law, where lawyers go, or they go to build a business, they learn to be law experts. A lawyer, by definition, is someone who is an expert on law. And I've been recognized as an expert on law by the courts in courtrooms. I've had judges in courtrooms say that they didn't know the law and that the attorneys in that room who'd been educated in the school system didn't know the law, but it had been apparent from our exercise and actions and operations in that courtroom that I was an expert on law, and they took that expertise as a control as it operates with that court case. And the reason that happens is that we follow a model. At Team Law, we have a model. And that model is, first, you have to learn how to learn the law. If we look at how they learn how to learn the law in law school, do they teach those students of law in law school law? They don't teach them law. They teach them policy, practice, and procedure. So the person comes out with a Juris Doctorate degree, and they know how to go into the court system and act with the policies and practices and procedures of the court, and they learn a little bit about researching law. But what they don't do is they don't go back to the history of law and really follow through with that. The history of law and how law works is kind of like when you go into the medical industry and you look at medical doctors, and what they do is they look at the medical practice, and they're going to be working with human bodies that are in need of repair. But do they study anything about nutrition? That system that is going, that the body has itself for staying alive and for taking care of things that go wrong. They don't. There's very little education at all given to the medical doctor about nutrition, and quite a bit of education about medicines and drugs and things of that nature. Okay. Same thing with law. When we study the way it's studied in that general practice in courts, we don't learn how to learn the law. So what do we have to do? We have to first learn how to learn the law. That's the first step. Second step, apply that. Learn the law. And the third step, as we learn the law, then we need to apply the law when it's needed. So those three things, learn the law, learn how to learn it, and then apply it. So that's what we do at Team Law, and that's what we've helped people with for over 20 years. We've been helping people learn how to learn the law, and very successful with that. We've had nearly 100% track record with that, and the places where we don't have 100% track record with people who have learned and applied the law and successfully done so is where the cases were not completed. You didn't go forward and complete the process. Very often a person might lose that first step, that trial step, and then go through the appellate process and prevail. And in each case, most of the cases, I guess, if you look at most of the cases I've been involved in, the ones that didn't get won pre-trial, when you go into a case in trial, it's probably 50-50 whether I won or lost the case at trial. But I've never gone into the full appellate process either. I've never been in an appellate court with any case that I've been involved in. I've been involved in many cases. The process between the trial and the appeal, in that process, the trial judge has dismissed the case prior to going to appeal. In every case, I've never had a case that didn't go through and get dismissed, you know, got through the court, prosecuted, and didn't get dismissed before it got to appeal, simply because of applying the law. And so this is what we do at Team Law. We learn how to learn and apply the law. And that kind of covers your basic question or premise where to start. We have to start at the beginning. We have to learn how to learn the law so that we can learn how to apply the law. Now, there's things that we can do very quickly and easily to accomplish that. One thing, for example, when we look at, let's say, the way things are today, we look at the problems that are going on in our country today, and I don't think there's anybody in the country that can't look at what's going on and say there's something wrong. Everybody knows there's something wrong, but what's wrong, they don't know. Most people recognize when we go to the, we can look at the little problems, the day-by-day problems. Somebody was assaulted. Somebody was torn up by some situation in government. Something, some wrongdoing was done by a government process, or somebody was trying to resolve some kind of problem legally, and they were beat up in the process. And I mean beat up in the process, either literally and physically, or they were just beat up in the process of trying to go through the court and prevailing. They just got beat up in the process. So we look at it and we see these things that are going on wrong. And if we look at the process that those people followed through, we'll see the step-by-step being they didn't learn the law first and then apply the law. They went out there trying to accomplish something. Like, for example, if you get a traffic ticket, drive down the street and get a traffic ticket. You have this interface with a police officer at the door. How do you handle that process? There's a process by which you can handle that. The idea from a traffic stop, number one rule of a traffic stop is get out of the situation. So you want to come out of that with your freedom intact. And that might be as simple as handing them the driver's license, registration, proof of insurance, you write a traffic citation, you take the citation, and you're on your merry way. But now you have that citation. What do you do with it? And knowing what to do with it. Well, on that citation, it's going to say there's been some kind of a cause of action. And it's the same with any court case, any cause of action. There's going to be a cause of action, some kind of cause of action that's listed there. So what do you do? Well, what is it? What is that cause of action? If there's a code citation or something of that nature, you can go to the code and look up what that is. And when you go look up what that is, then you can decide what you're going to do for defense. The problem is that's the way that's conventionally done in that legal education system. Some instrumentality, some cause of action is brought into a court. The court begins that process. The court's jurisdiction is initiated. As soon as that takes place, something else has to happen. So there has to be a follow-up. And the parties that are in the action are going to respond to that. Now, how do you know what to do? How do you know whether that citation itself, whether that statute applies to your particular circumstances or situation? You can't know what that is or whether that is proper or whether there's any jurisdictional ability to set that without knowing the foundation for that. And so that's where you have to go in learning how to learn the law. We have a thing called the standard for review. So we look at the standard for review and the standard
hold that thought.
Find that foundation.
Eric. We're going into a break. We'll be right back with Eric Madsen.
What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo?
Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts. Not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, just a quick update. Four cities in the United States set all-time record low temperatures. Washington, D.C., hasn't been this cold since 1885 or ever. And the Great Lakes, the most ice seen since records began. And next week, more cold weather. That's from the Drudge Report right now. So my question to you is, are you prepared? Are you preparing? You know, if you thought about this maybe a month ago, did you think that this could possibly happen? Well, we can teach you what to do about it at the Get Prepared Expo. That's the last weekend in March. Eric Madsen will be with us, and he'll be teaching three seminars, three brilliant seminars. And the information's on the website about the seminars he'll be teaching right now. Also, meet up at Jimmy's Egg Monday. Jimmy's Egg, I'll be there 4:45 to 8 p.m. Gene Lewis will be there. His book, Survival of the Slickest, and his experience with attorneys. And he says how we're terrorized by lawyers. That's Monday at Jimmy's Egg. Eric Madsen, teamlaw.net. We're talking about the foundation of the law. Please continue.
Thanks, Vincent. So again, when we look at learning how to learn the law, we follow a standard for review. If you go up on our website at teamlaw.net or teamlaw.org, you'll notice in that first sentence, the A sentence is A, B, C. A is learn how to learn the law. B is learn the law. And C is apply the law. So we've got some examples linked to each one of those. And so in learn how to learn the law, if you move your mouse over the top of that, it pops up the standard for review and tells you how to process that. What it basically informs you to do is that you first have to have the foundation in place. And in order to have the foundation in place, you have to know who the parties are in any given action, in any given operation, in any given situation, and learning and apply the law, you have to know who the parties are. And in knowing who the parties are, you have to know who you are first. Starts with us. And I realize that most of the time we presuppose that we know who we are. We're not talking about just knowing who I am and what my job is and where I work or where I live and all that kind of stuff. We're talking about knowing who we are from creation. We have to go back to creation and look at who we are from creation. And you hear a lot of people, and you'll see a lot of places on the internet where they talk about sovereignty and they talk about rights. And you hear people saying, I'm sovereign, this and that and the other thing. They talk about titles to property and allodial title and getting free and all these things. But again, if you don't know who you are, if you don't know what sovereignty means, then you're not going to be able to understand how to use that and how to move forward. So again, the standard for review needs to go first to who you are, and that goes back to the beginning. And in law, the beginning is recognized as it comes from Torah, or from the first book of the Bible in Torah. That would be Genesis or Bereshit in Torah, but Genesis in the Bible. And we go back there, and God gives man, at creation, God gives man dominion, agency, and possession. Now, dominion is synonymous with land ownership. We're not going to go into detail on that right now. We are going to be doing a training on that at the seminar at the expo, and that'll be on Sunday. And that'll deal with allodial title and land law and all that kind of stuff. So just knowing that dominion is synonymous with the word land, and I'm not talking about the property pertinent to land, I'm talking about the space itself that the land encompasses, the domain itself. So dominion, agency, and that's the unfettered right to choose. Agency is the unfettered right to choose, the right to choose and take action, okay? And then possession is the holding of the thing. So if you have those three elements or components with something, then you are by definition sovereign. So it starts out with that, and that's the source of all authority in law or government. It comes from that beginning source where man was individually given these things. And then we'll follow that man and see that man, coming through time and that authority, he gets together with other men, and they determine that they have a need for having a civil interface between them. Two guys own property or land in the valley, and they're bordered one on the other, and they have an interface one with the other. And they need to get supplies and other things that come in, and they have people that want to come across their land to go someplace else. And there's all kinds of little interfaces. So to handle that, they get together, and especially as that those two people become three and four and more, they form things called governments. And what we do is we grant a small portion. In the United States of America, we just...
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Eric Madsen, right. Team Law.
Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo?
The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. manipulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Eric Madsen's with us. And I've got to tell you, I would not consider turning over my business records to an accountant to prepare my tax return and filing. I wouldn't do it because I don't know if that accountant, CPA, or tax preparer would have my interests at heart. I don't know if that person would pursue deductions and expenses to the full extent as I would. Now, so I do my own taxes. Mrs. Finelli and I prepare ours, and it takes us a long time. However, we pay as little as legally possible. And I suggest you consider doing the same thing. All you have to do is learn the rules. And that's what Eric Madsen is talking about, teamlaw.net, learning the rules, learning the system, and taking control of the situation rather than hiring some gun to do that for you. Now, I don't want you to think I haven't been audited. I've been audited plenty of times. However, and I enjoy it. I literally enjoy it. It's a challenge to me to prevail. And we have always prevailed. As a matter of fact, we have been indirectly thanked by the auditor saying, I didn't know that. Huh, I learned something. And we teach them things because we show them their rules. We take it back to where we do battle with them, right at their location or our location. We literally do battle. And to me, it's a challenge. And I am not going to let these guys win because I know the rules and I know what I've done according to the rules. And, Eric, I believe that's what you're saying.
Well, it is. And if you take that even to one step further and you follow along with what we've just gone through, that foundation, and then go on with it, you come up to a couple of interesting points that tie to the issue with taxes, and if you're following the rules, can eliminate any liability for a tax at all. And doing that within the rules and doing that within their own scrutiny, meaning Corp U.S. governance scrutiny, and have no problems or difficulties from them, or even have them say things to you like they've said to me. We can't talk to you. Goodbye. We're not going to ever talk to you again. They can't talk to you. And that's it. And then they've even had times where they're on the phone with me, with somebody else, another, you know, some taxpayer, and they find out I'm on the phone. They say, we can't talk to you if he's on the phone. Because we can't talk. That's literal direct quotes. So anyway, when we follow that premise, we set the foundation. We created these governments. We have this thing called the Constitution. And people look at it today and say, well, they don't care about the Constitution. They don't obey the Constitution. They don't honor the Constitution. And in fact, that's both true and not true. It's true and false. You can look at either side of that and see that they do follow it when they're held accountable to it, and they don't follow it when they're not held accountable to it. So it can be true or false. So we come in there with that Constitution's formed, then we go jumping through history because we have so little time on this call this morning. We jump through history. You go through the Revolutionary War, and in resolve of the Revolutionary War, these officers of government that were set in the capacity in Washington, D.C. to serve as members of Congress and members of the executive branch and judicial branch of government, they had a problem. And that was in bringing the South back in and doing that in a manner that allowed them to have the respective controls that they needed to, in order to continue with governance as they understood it, and also to keep the peace. And so they created a corporation. And the District of Columbia Act, Organic Act of 1871, they created a corporation. So here's this corporation, and it wasn't that the government incorporated. They created a private corporation that is owned by the government that was put in place. The District of Columbia municipality of the District of Columbia was incorporated in 1801. So this thing in 1871 wasn't that. And that wasn't changed. So now there's this new corporation that's owned by that district, that incorporated municipality, and controlled by Congress. And it gave them the ability to do some things that they didn't have through the normal provisions of the Constitution. And that ability was to enter into private contracts with private agreements through this corporation. It's that corporation that they owned. And the law, the Constitution clearly says that they have the authority to pass any law within the 10-mile square of Washington, D.C., gave them that premise of being able to do this. So what they did was lawful. And they moved forward. And they started issuing bonds, floating bonds. And then they couldn't pay those bonds. By 1912, when those bonds came due, they couldn't pay those bonds. But seven families had bought up virtually all of those bonds, and were the ones that were basically had provided the principal part of the loans that came through those bonds to the United States government. So when those debt came due and they couldn't pay it, those seven families had created a different corporation, an offshore corporation. It's called the Federal Reserve Bank. And in that, they created these things that I'm going to call, because it's what they are, I'm going to call them for what they are. They're rented transaction instruments. You can learn more about that on teamlaw.net website. I'm not going into details right now. The Patriot Mythology Myth 22. There's seven elements of prerequisite knowledge that you need to understand what the Federal Reserve notes are and how that system works and operates. So rather than go into those details, we'll leave that to your own research. You can go there to that on Patriot Mythology on teamlaw.net. It's in the main, in the links in the main menu on the features page. Go there to Myth 22 and then follow the seven prerequisite elements of knowledge. So now we have these rented transaction instruments that people are using as if they were money. And we have this corporation in place that we call Corp US. And Corp US starts changing its constitution. In 1871, they adopted their own constitution. It's called the United States Constitution. It's the same as the nation's constitution with a slight difference. The 13th Amendment in the nation's constitution isn't found in Corp US's constitution. So they renumber the 14th, 15th, and 16th Amendments of the nation's constitution as they were in 1871 as the 14th, 15th, and 16th as the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments in Corp US's constitution. So in 1913, with the nation's 13th Amendment not there, the next amendment would be the 16th Amendment, and they passed that 16th Amendment, put that in place. But the courts even recognize the 16th Amendment is basically a placeholder. It doesn't really do anything that wasn't already there in the Constitution. There was no change or effect from that. And then the 17th Amendment, they entered that and the 16th Amendment in Corp US's Constitution as if ratified by the same manner in which they adopted their Constitution. They adopted those two amendments. And when they put those in, then from that point forward, the people stopped sending senators to the original jurisdiction government senate. And over the next few years, all of the offices of the original jurisdiction government had been vacated, and the offices of the corporation were still in their seats. Because from 1871, when they created that corporation, there's like a mirror image office in the corporation for every office in the original jurisdiction government. So the officers basically wore two hats. So by 1917, they were taking off the government hat and remaining with only the corporate hat. So we're going to call that Corp US, and we're going to call the government by the Constitution, original jurisdiction government. As we come forward from that, then we see that that corporation went bankrupt in 1933. And what that meant was they had not paid any of their rent or the interest on the rent for those rented transaction instruments, the things you're familiar with as Federal Reserve notes. They hadn't paid any rent, and they hadn't paid any interest on the rent. And the debt was massive, and they couldn't pay. So the Federal Reserve Bank held them accountable, and they were bankrupt. And under that bankruptcy, Great Britain, and this is all history we're talking about. All this is verified history. So the next thing is Great Britain sent over a suggestion of a plan for remedying this. And that plan was called the Social Security Act. And when we look at the Social Security Act and its function, we see that something different is offered here. The one thing in the first paragraph that it says that is absolutely functional and they have authority to do is it says that this process was created to generate excess capital and for other purposes. So let's take a look at those other purposes for just a moment here to set the whole foundation in place. What are the other purposes? Well, what do? They create this card. Now, on the card and in the law and everything related with that, it says this card does not belong to you. It belongs to the United States government. The name and number that were created by Corp US that are printed on the card are registered, according to the law, as United States government property. So the name, the number, and the card belong to the United States government, and they do not belong to you. Even though that name is similar to your own name, the law says that that name on the card is not your name. It's the name of the cardholder. So what is the cardholder? Well, in law, anytime anyone gives somebody something to hold that does not belong to them for a lawful purpose, a trust is created. The person that is holding the thing is a trust. In other words, that thing still belongs to that party. They reserve the ownership to the United States government, so that card and the name and the number on it still belong to the United States government. They do not belong to the card holder. And the card holder, by definition, is merely a trust. And because the United States government reserved the right to return, to compel the return of the card and the closing of that trust at any time, the law says that that makes it an agency of the United States government. There's another thing that makes it an agency, and that is that it says in the law that whenever you're dealing with a trust, if the beneficiary or the trustee, or excuse me, the beneficiary or the creator retain control of the distribution of assets to the beneficiary, that control also creates agency. And it looks like we got another break coming up.
And no shortage of breaks. Eric Madsen, you're going to want to come to the expo. We'll be right back. We have a special seminar for you on Friday, March 27th at the Get Prepared Expo. From 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, spend the day with USA Prepare's senior instructors, Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. There you'll learn about the three major game-over events and their likelihood, and most importantly, what to do about them. Events so powerful that they can end life as we know it. Yes, they're real, and our senior instructors will guide you to safety. This seminar is limited to the first 100 who purchase tickets on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. Your tuition for this special seminar is $85. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. This is an in-depth, all-day seminar, and you're encouraged to take notes. Note-taking materials are provided. Food and beverages are available all day at the Get Prepared Expo, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year,
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, being on the broadcast classroom with Eric Madsen is like drinking from a fire hose. Now, Eric has a conference call that you can join in absolutely for free right after this broadcast is over. I'm going to give you this number. I just posted it on the website, usapreparers.com. 875-232-0158. 875-232-0158. 58, and then you'll have to enter a code, 110045. 110045. I'll repeat that number in just a minute to give you a chance to get something to write with if you'd like to join us in this conference call. That's immediately after this broadcast is over. So you can join us and you can participate and learn more about Team Law with Eric Madsen, and possibly even ask questions. So that's coming up. Eric, can you share with us a little bit more information about, well, you know, the civil interface, crossing the land and those kinds of things? Is that where you wanted to go?
Well, just about. We're almost done with that whole wrap-up that will get us where we want to go, and then we may have time. I mean, we're real close to the top of the hour. So.
Right. Right.
So the interface side and the civil interface side, we'll bring that to bear here. Once we've now got that foundation where we got the cardholder in place, we recognize the cardholder is a trust. There's a distinctive difference between you and it. The next necessity is going to be to secure the nature of that cardholder, because right now Corp US is trying to imply that that cardholder is you and that they control you, and that's where the vaccine pass process and the Obamacare and all this taking control of your body is all getting involved with. So again, when we go back to the website, teamlaw.net, and we look at that ABC list, learn how to learn the law, we followed the standard for review to get up to this point. Now we want to learn the law and learn to apply it. Let's take a look in the short time we have left very quickly that one principal element that would change everything and bring our nation back to the original jurisdiction, constitutional republic, that would be fantastic. We would have our freedom back. We would have government back under the control of law and the Constitution and out of your pocket and out of the control of your lives, and that would, I mean, we'd have that liberty back. So what do we do? Well, first of all, recognize this one thing. Barack Obama's father was not a citizen, and therefore of the United States, and therefore he is not a citizen, a natural-born citizen of the United States. Citizen, yes. Natural-born citizen, no. It's impossible, because his father wasn't a citizen. So that means that the members of Congress violated the Constitution's mandate in several places that says they cannot seat anyone who is not a natural-born citizen. Barack Obama doesn't apply. It doesn't apply to him, so what does that mean? That means the members of Congress that participated in that violated the law. And there's a simple action called quo warranto. Learn the law, learn to apply the law. In apply the law, you'll see a link. It says hold public servants accountable. If you click on that link, it will take you to the call to action page, or you can click on any page on Team Law's site that's the call to action link at the top of the page or whatever. It'll deal with a quo warranto action. The quo warranto action is a simple action. It says, by what authority? In that process, as we go through the quo warranto action process, it holds the members of Congress accountable. And the fact is, because they participated in seating Barack Obama, the courts will simply remove them from office, and the state governors will replace them with new members of Congress. Those new members of Congress will come back with a mandate from the Constitution that Barack Obama was seated unlawfully and therefore must be impeached. They will remove Barack Obama from office. The next step is to finish the process we've set in motion of the restoring the constitutional republic, and that's reseating America. What do do that? That's part of that civil interface. We simply follow the law to put the officers back in place. We've already done most of the work. Last year's election, not this most recent election, the year previous, 2013, we had all of the governors in the original jurisdiction seated. Last year, we lost a few. We've got three more coming up in this election. We put the governors back in place, and then that resets the process. We'll have the entire nation back in place with original jurisdiction government. There's
Eric,
a lot more to do.
Thought.
I have to wait to the expo or come over to Team Law to do that.
Yeah. Okay, class, let me give you that number very quickly. 875-232-0158. 875-232-0158. The code is 110045. 110045. It's also on the website, usapreparers.com. See you in a couple minutes.
SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.